Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Now you are listening to the song Never Really Over by Katy Perry. Another great song suggested by my friend Jen Powell. Check out Jen's website, everafterinthewoods.com. Now on her website, there are great recipes for summer picnics, and this song is perfect for a summer playlist. So those two combined are surely going to get your summer underway. Now, this segment is going to be all about creating your awesome and entertaining playlist. Those two things together, you're definitely going to have a playlist that will take you all through the summer. Now that the shelter-in-place mandates are lifted, we're ready to get back out and about. But before we do, we need to take a moment and sit down with our travel mates and stress the importance of remaining healthy and safe while we're enjoying our vacations. We've earned a little bit of time away. If you're like me, you're really ready to get out and about and start back having a little bit of fun, and summertime is the best time for that. But we must do so responsibly by continuing to follow the CDC guidelines. Wear a mask when you're in contact with others. Continue in your social distancing by standing 6 feet apart. And wash your hands. How many times have we heard that? Wash your hands, wash your hands, wash your hands for 20 seconds. It's our responsibility to keep ourselves healthy, our family healthy, and to remember that we do have a responsibility to the communities that we visit on vacation and those that we return to when we come home. We've got to keep them healthy and safe. We can do it. I know we can, because we're all in this together. Now, let's switch over, because I want to get into talking about playlists. I'm so excited about this because I've been sharing songs all throughout the show that were suggested to me from friends, and I'm adding them to my playlist. I'm finding so many new artists, so many new songs that I'm really enjoying, and they're perfect for my playlist. Playlists are great to help you when you hike, to make it more enjoyable. Also, on a road trip, what about that? We love a sing-along. Who doesn't love that? So a carefully curated playlist is definitely a good idea. And you've probably heard the saying that whoever's at the driver's seat, you own the songs, you own the radio, you own the playlist, you own the music. So that's kind of true, because we do want to make sure that the driver stays alert and stays focused. But there is also the opportunity to plan a playlist before leaving home to include the songs so that everyone will have a little bit of fun, songs that everyone wants to hear. The driver, of course, can veto a song which they don't like, or maybe a song that may make them feel sad or sleepy or have some effect that we don't want them to have while they're driving. Now, the driver has to be willing to share. It is a playlist for everyone. If there's going to be more than one driver, arrange that playlist for every driver's approval list to play while they're at the wheel. And if you do it so that it's timed perfectly, you don't have to spend a lot of time trying to find their particular part of the playlist. You can just go right to it. So make the playlist before you leave home, which is a great idea. Gather all of your songs, place them in the desired order that you want them to play. And if you're making a playlist for a solo driving trip, you definitely want to make sure that you do all of this before you leave home, because you don't want to be moving and switching songs around while driving. And the good news is that nearly every streaming music service lets you create a playlist, and you can save it for later. So give it a try using your favorite streaming service and put together a playlist with favorite songs and have them queued up for your getaway. Now, a family playlist, where you let everyone choose songs for a list, that might be a little bit more challenging, but it's easy to do when you divide the list into fair parts. Give everyone a fair share. No one has more songs than the other person, but you want to also remember those drivers. They may have a little bit of a veto to make sure that the songs that are playing while they're driving are the ones that keeps them alert and focused. So keep the driver songs in rotation for their turn at the wheel, but everyone should share in choosing the songs. And for family road trips, create a portion of the playlist with sing-along songs. Who doesn't love a sing-along? They really make the trip fun. You know, the whole thing about a road trip is that it's also about the journey, not just the destination. Part of the journey is having a great list of sing-along songs as well. Now, what about for our friends' road trip? I say have one person be responsible for putting together the playlist. But now you want to make sure that you have equal numbers of songs for each person. Now you can mix it up or you can have it separated so that each person's group of songs, you know exactly who suggested those songs. So maybe you can talk about that as well. Know that there will be some compromise and some give and take. Friends are usually doing more than just riding in a car. So create a playlist for the times that you're spending in your accommodations. Maybe a playlist with smooth jazz may be a good idea. Times on the beach or times when you're sitting around and some people are reading, some people are listening to music. So plan that playlist with your friends based on the mood that you want to create and the amount of songs that you need to fill the time. Now, playlists for hiking, camping, and things like that where you're outdoors, how about matching the music to where you are, the surroundings, the areas? And think about that when you're playing that playlist, are you doing it where a group of people are listening, but you're in a space where there may be other people beside your guests? So be respectful of the music that you choose. Music with illicit language may not be appropriate, especially in areas where children can overhear what's being played. So think theme and think purpose and match the music to that. Just make sure you keep it PC and you're in good shape. Now, match the music also, too, to a city that you're visiting. I've done that, and it gets me all geared up, very excited to get to the city. For instance, songs about New York. I mean, the song New York, New York, play that as you're arriving, taking that flight in, and you'll really be pumped and ready to explore the city. This is a good time to also find artists from the cities that you're visiting and songs about the city to make it really exciting as you're planning your trip there. Be on the lookout for new music. Ask friends what they have on their playlist. Sort of like what I did for the show today. I asked several of my friends to tell me, what's on your playlist? What's a favorite song? And you'll be surprised by the new songs and new artists that you're not familiar with. I know I was. I found a lot of new songs that I didn't even know were out there. So ask your friends for suggestions. Update your playlist and keep it interesting for you too. It is all about you and it's a solo playlist, so you definitely want to make sure all of your favorite songs are there, but something new as well. Put a little variety in your playlist. Switch it up a little bit. For instance, I'm not a really big classical music fan, but I like to add a little bit to my playlist because sometimes I'm just in that mood where I just need a little classical music, a little relaxation. Maybe I'm reading a book and just need a little background music. Now, in areas where others can hear, keep the volume to an appropriate level. And better yet, always wear earphones unless it is, again, a group of you who are listening. And finally, my final tip for a great playlist is give your playlist a cool name. Yes, that's right. Name your playlist. Make it fun and let it have a story behind it so that your travel mates can ask about that as well. Why did you name it this? What is that all about? And if you're traveling with a group and creating a group playlist, of course, get a little bit of input from everyone on what you'll name that playlist. Now you're ready. You have the state parks update. You have steps to an awesome playlist. I've also given you a great website to find some recipes for your summer picnics. So you're ready to hit the road in a responsible, safe, and healthy manner. Now check out my website, travelbagswithanita.com, and also go over to Facebook to Travel Bags with Anita and follow us there. You'll find travel information and more tips that will help you plan a great summer vacation. Today's show has been brought to you by the Sapelo Island Birdhouses, a great place to help you beat those stay-at-home blues. Check out their website at sapeloislandbirdhouses.com. On the website, you'll see a lot of information about Sapelo and about the birdhouse cottages, because birdhouses are not just for birds, they're for people too. You'll see cabins that can sleep four, can sleep six, can sleep two. A great way for you to get away with the family, or maybe a solo trip, or maybe a trip with your travel buddy, just the two of you. It's all there on their website, Sapelo Island Birdhouses. And I can tell you, you'll be ready to book one of those cottages that gives you urban feeling, but you're in a natural setting, perfect for beating those stay-at-home blues that we are all feeling right about now. So check out the website. Now, thanks for joining me today. I hope you have enjoyed the show. A lot of great songs. I've really enjoyed listening to the songs that my friends suggested. So I want to say thank you to them again for such a great list to make my playlist much more varied with new songs, new artists, and I'm excited about that. So thanks for joining me. Join me again in 2 weeks for another great destination and great tips. Bye-bye.